Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make Your Day Count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad. This
in
day.
This, oh, I got you this morning, Diane. Oh, you did you guys hear how she fill in the blank? Because I just got her. This Tuesday morning, we are going to make our day count. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited. I look forward to coming back to you guys, coming into your car, wherever you are in your car. In your home, if you're there listening to us, or in the office, wherever you are, having a cup of coffee. I am so excited. Dan and I, we are excited to come to you to tell you that this is what? The day. And who make it? The Lord. Who's in control? The Lord. He's in total control. Nothing catching God by surprise. All you and I have to do, just submit ourselves to him. Just submit. Just come into alignment with his plan. My prayer today for me and for you, that we will come where? In alignment to the word of God. Mm-hmm. So that we can gain strength for life's journey. Life is a journey. That's it. Yeah, life is a journey.
And the word of God is a must.
Yes, come on. Mm-hmm. So I need the strength for this journey, the journey of life. You know, some people are so weary, they want to give up. So many people, and I don't know the statistic, but we could look it up and show you how many people die from suicide. Mm-hmm. They just check out. Mm-hmm. They just check out, man. Life overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. They just can't go no more. They say, man, I can't. But we're going to tell you, yes, you can. Okay. Yes, you can. We got a politician here. We say, yes, you can. Based on the word of God. Mm-hmm. Not based on what somebody else said. We telling you, yes, you can. God say you can.
Yes.
If you take my word. Mm-hmm. He says, when you are weak,
I am strong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you can.
Yes. Psalm chapter 18, verse 35 says, you have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great.
Yeah.
The gentleness of God made you great.
And that's from your book.
The way that he handled you, the way that he kept you.
Yeah.
When we set our life as a buffet to the devil and he still reaches in, he still shields us, he still holds us up, it's his gentleness that has made us great. When we're stubborn, it's his gentleness that makes us great. When we don't understand and we're banging our head against the wall, it's his gentleness that comes along and makes us great. When the devil's bringing condemnation, it's his gentleness, the gentleness of God that makes us great, that forms us into everything that he created us to be. That was Psalms chapter 18, verse 35. Send that as a text message to somebody that you love today. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great.
That's why this book is so great, because that is founded in Diane's new book, Gaining Strength for the Journey. And this is not her first book. It's because she has another one out there, Believer's Authority. You should get her writing. And then she, Believer's Authority, How to Overcome, Bible Study Series, she has out there. Exploring the Fruit of the Spirit with Joy.
Yes, that's a children's book.
Yeah. So you got to go get her writing and read. Because this woman of God is inspired, and this is her season, her time. And she put what God delivered to her in her heart. She wasn't selfish with it. She put it in book. So it will live on. She's going to live on. But this book will help you. She just give you one right there from Psalms 18. You can run with that. Mm-hmm. And I just look at another one from her book, from page 4 in her book, Psalms 121. Was so powerful. One of my favorite scripture. One of my favorite scripture. That's why, you know, I'm selfish. The book is loaded with God, man. This book is loaded with God. Not with stories. It's just loaded with God. And I just saw Psalms 121. And I want Diane to read it because, you know, she's a teacher and her accent is so beautiful. I will give you the Jamaican accent that you say. What did he say? What did he say?
So this comes from, in the book, there's different, the devotionals, and they have a gain strength emblem by them. So what the devotion portion says before we get into Psalm 121 is God must be our only source of expectation.
Oh.
Opportunities and provision come through resources, but God is the ultimate source of every resource. Making people or resources our source of expectation results in disappointment. When God is our source, there is appointment. When God is our source, there is appointment.
Man, you got to get this book and get a highlighter. And just highlight this right there. Just highlight this thing right there. Oh, God must be our only source. Mm-hmm. What you said to me, of expectation, opportunity, provision come true, resource. But God is the ultimate source of every resource. Man, you got to underline that right there.
Then it goes into Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes to the hills.
Yes, that's the source.
From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
Come on.
Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Charlie, that's one of my favorite.
It said he'll preserve you from all evil. Yeah. He'll preserve your soul, which is your mind and your emotions that are constantly going in all different directions.
Come on, teach
me. He'll preserve your going out and your coming in.
Yes.
From this time forth and even forevermore. So God got us. He is a preserver. And in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 20, it says that he pardons those who he preserves. So if you are here, if you are alive on today, you have a pardon. You've been pardoned through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have been pardoned. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, it says that the blood of Jesus was shed to cleanse our conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. So we have the forgiveness of sin, and then we also have to activate the other part, knowing that the blood of Jesus wasn't just shed so that you could say, oh, my sin have been forgiven, but still dread it. No, his blood was also shed to cleanse your conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. So when we know that we don't have to allow that tape to continually play in our mind, and it talks about this in other places in the book, that God has given us the authority to cast down every argument, everything that's in disobedience to the word of God. We have authority to cast it down. Let me tell you, crazy thoughts are always going to come.
Yes.
Crazy thoughts try to come left and right. So if we think there's something wrong with us because we have a crazy thought, that's how the devil torments us. Oh, something's wrong with you. Your mind is still a mess. Look at those thoughts that you're having. No, we have to know they're going to come, but we have the authority to cast them down. So as soon as that crazy thought comes, which they come hundreds a day, right? We're not exempt from them coming, but we know what to do.
Yeah.
We know that there are going to be, we have the helmet of salvation. So any thought that's trying to penetrate our mind that is not of God is blocked.
Yes.
It comes, but it's blocked. And we know that we have the authority to cast it down. So now what do? We have to replace it with something.
Yeah.
Because we can't just, the expression goes, white knuckle it.
Yeah.
We have to replace it. Just like in Jeremiah where it says to after you root out and you pull down and you throw down and destroy, you have to build and plant.
Yeah.
So if you think about the practical example, you could have a runover garden, go out there, rip out all the weeds, have that thing looking good. But if you never plant another system in there, it's going to look just as it was in the beginning because you didn't plant those weeds to begin with, right?
That's right.
So when you go out there, you can labor, you could pull, you could sweat, you could work till you faint and get it all up out of there.
Come on.
But if you don't plant another system,
yeah,
it's going to look the same as it was before without you doing nothing. So what does it mean to plant another system? You get a design for that piece of land, for that garden, for your life. And then you plant, you put in there the things that you want. And when it becomes so crowded with the things that you want, there's no longer room for what you don't want. And if you get a few weeds here and there, you're able to simply pluck them up and throw them out because they have not taken that deep root. They have not taken over. I know I have a spot in my yard where it's just beautiful. It's just perfect because I got snow on the mountain bushes, and you know that they reproduce after their own kind pretty easily. And then I have this ground cover from a plant that my mom still had from my grandma that just produces like crazy. So it covers the ground. So in that area, I don't have weeds. If I get a stray piece of grass here and there, I just go pluck it out, pull it out, because there's a system that's right there.
Yeah.
There's something that's been planted right there. Now, I got other spots in my yard that just a hot mess where does anything just want to grow any kind of way and everything because there's not a system in that place. So we have to be programmed with the Word of God. We have to be filling ourselves, we have the vault of our heart with the Word of God so that it's planted and through understanding it roots, because there'll be times where the Holy Spirit will start to tie together different scriptures that we didn't necessarily even realize had any association, or we may not have understood before. Like we just heard a scripture, but now later we're hearing another scripture and the Holy Spirit's tying them together because he was able to pull it from the vault of our heart because we allowed it to go in. The hope is in the Word. The
yes.
direction is in the Word.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the teacher. So we have to plant another system. We can't just cast down or try to keep out the bad thoughts and not replace it with another system. The new system is the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? So when the arrow of fear is coming, we have to know, what does the Word of God say about fear? Well, he says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He says, the Lord is your confidence. He will keep your foot from being caught. When sudden terror comes, the Lord is your confidant. These are scriptures. So when we know that, and then the arrow of fear comes, we're able to block it, and then we're able to combat it with the Word of God. And there's no room then for the fear to come in.
Hallelujah. And that is what this book is all about. Gaining strength for your journey, life's journey. So, Pastor Diana, could you tell us where we can go get this book? Somebody joined us this morning, and you were talking about this awesome book. Where can I get the book?
It's available on Amazon, Books A Million, and Barnes & Noble. It's called Gaining Strength for Your Journey by Diana Robinson. Or you could go to my website, which is transformedpublishing.com, and you go under the bookstore. If you click on the Buy Direct tab, you'll get it at a discount, and I will send it to you personally. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time you're catching this. Welcome to Morning Breath. This is your Drive Time Devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. We're glad to be hanging out with you. My name is Christian. I'm one of the pastors here on staff and honored to be filling in for Pastor Dan and doing the program. We're going to be in Mark 3 today, and I have an amazing co-host, Brandon Doherty,